ओम शांति। टुडे इज 4th सितंबर 2018। ब्लेसिंग, मे यू बिकम अ चैरिटेबल सोल एंड बिकम फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल योर सिंस बाय हैविंग द अवेयरनेस ऑफ द पिलग्रिमेज प्लेस। मे यू बिकम अ चैरिटेबल सोल एंड बिकम फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल योर सिंस बाय हैविंग द अवेयरनेस ऑफ द पिलग्रिमेज प्लेस। एक्सप्लेनेशन, Madhuban is the greatest pilgrimage place. On the path of devotion, people believe that by going to a pilgrimage place, their sins are absolved. However, you children have the practical experience of this now. You come to this great pilgrimage place and you become charitable souls. This awareness of the pilgrimage place takes you beyond all problems. This awareness works like a lucky charm, tawij. Whenever any situation arises, remember the atmosphere here and you will begin to swing in the swing of happiness, of peace. So, to come to this land is also a huge fortune. So today Baba is speaking about the Madhuban. Madhuban is the greatest pilgrimage place. So one thing Baba has told here, that why people go to pilgrimage place, they have faith that by going to such place, their sins are absorbed. People go to take bath also in Ganga or in other rivers. They think that by going, taking bath in such rivers, their sins will absorb. So Baba is saying that by going to such place, their sins are absorbed. So what are more reasons why people go to pilgrimage places? First is to help, is help for their spiritual progress. If anyone want to do some spiritual progress, especially our BKs, why they come to Madhuban? For their spiritual progress. If they have some time, free time from their busy life, they go, they come here, Madhuban, to enjoy the atmosphere for their spiritual progress, because time to time some bhakti is going on here. I've seen many people that they say that when we are in the center, our yoga is not much powerful, our interest, enthusiasm is going down, but while when we come to Madhuban, it goes up. So it's help in our for our spiritual progress. That's why people go to pilgrimage place. But here we are speaking about the Madhuban. Then why people go to pilgrimage place? For charity. Okay, doing the charity works here. Yeah. Because they see there are so many people, beggars and other people, needy people are there. So they go there for the charity works. So it's them to making their fortune. To make their fortune, they do the charity works and by that they make their fortune. So all quest of life comes to an end. If we have any kind of questions and if we go to pilgrimage place or if we come to Madhuban, if we have any kind of questions, all our questions come to an end. We get the clear vision, we get the clear idea that what we have to do. If we have any kind of questions in our life, any kind of problem in our life, we get its clear solution. Then if we see that all the those pilgrimage places, they are on the top of the mountain, mainly they are on the top of the mountain, so it shows our stage, that our stage should like be top, always on the top. We have to make our stage like that. And if you go, many people fulfilling our desires, yeah, that also many time people do some any kind of wish, that if my that things will get done, I will go to that place. Or many times they go to their special deities, Ishtadev or Ishtadevi places. Mansa Devi. Yeah. Mannat, if they have any desire, any wish, then they, that time they go to their special deities, Ishtadev or Ishtadevi, that I have that kind of wish and now my wish gets fulfilled. So people go that for that also. And many times we'd seen that people go to pilgrimage place and every time they leave something, if any weaknesses, especially if they have any kind of weaknesses, they say that now this year I am going to this place and I will leave my that weakness over there. So when we come to Madhuban, that time also we have to think that knowing. Yeah, many time people go to different places, pilgrimage place, to know what's going on there, what is the importance of that place. Here also in Madhuban we see that so many tourists come, they see that we heard about your place by through Sister Shivani or by our neighbors are going there to your place, Mount Abu Brahma Kumaris. So we have that curiosity that why, what is there. So we just came here to see the place, what really going on here. So because of their curiosity also, people go to pilgrimage place. And as I told that many time people go and they leave there some weakness there, that this time I am going to this place and I will leave my this weakness. So when we come to Madhuban or when we are living in Madhuban, always we have to see that we have to think that I have to leave some weaknesses, whatever the weaknesses is there in last month, what kind of weakness I have. So on this month I reach up to which place, that how much conquered I that weakness. So and then why people go there? To discover new version of their life. If they want to do something, if they want to bring some changes in their life, to discover the new person. When we go to any pilgrimage place or if we come to Madhuban, so we are not the same person which we were before. After going to any pilgrimage place or after coming to Madhuban, there is some changes comes in our life. I remember that one person from our center, quite long ago, he was a chain smoker and he just came Gyan Sarovar for some conference, and the day he arrives, he quit his smoking, he left his smoking. So that makes so many changes in his life also and in his family's life also. They got so much impressed that they are trying to, always they are always asking him to quit that smoking, to leave that smoking. But he said, I wish to leave, but I'm not getting such power. I don't know what is going on. But as he reached to Gyan Sarovar, and after that, the same day only, he quit that smoking. So people come here to discover new version of their life. Yeah, entertainment and refreshment also, our weekend also. Yeah, sites in the same. Then they come here for the refreshment, especially our BKs. Why would they come to Madhuban? For the refreshment, if they are getting bored from their daily routine in their logic. So they come here Madhuban for refreshment. And as Baba says, that people believe that if we do pray to such place, on such place, on pilgrimage place, their sins might get absorbed or their sins might be forgiven. So when we come here in Madhuban also, our aim should always, like we have to do some special meditation or special penance, some special tapasya we have to do to destroy our sins. And as I told that, replacing confusion with clarity. If anyone has any kind of confusion in his mind, I'd seen that many people, they say that we are going to start this new business or we are going to start this new task. So to take power from Baba, to take power from Madhuban, we come here, Madhuban. And then if someone want to concentrate on any particular job, for that time also, I see many students, our biggest students means who are studying, they come now, our exam is going to start in 1 week or 2 weeks. We just came here for 1 or 2 days to take power. And then deeply questioning their life's purpose. If our mind is diverting here and there, after coming in Baba's knowledge also, after few years, it's happened with everyone. So questioning deeply that what is my purpose of this life. People go to pilgrimage place even outside also. And as I told that, if anyone has any kind of desire, any wish in me, and if that wish get fulfilled, that time also people go to pilgrimage place. So here Baba is speaking, Madhuban is the greatest pilgrimage place. On the path of devotion, people believe that by going to a pilgrimage place, their sins are absolved. Even day before yesterday on Sunday's Murli also, Baba says that, why you come here? to Madhuban. Madhuban is the Mahayagya, great sacrificial fire. We come Madhuban to sacrifice. Sacrifice our sins, sacrifice our tan, man, dhan, whatever. However, you children have the practical experience of this now. You come to this great pilgrimage place and you become charitable soul. We become Punyatma. By going to such place, there are some changes comes in our life and we become charitable soul. This awareness of the pilgrimage place takes you beyond all problems. This awareness works like a lucky charm. The awareness that where I am or where I am going. This awareness only brings so much changes in our life. Thus, remember the first time when we come to Madhuban or our first meeting with Baba. It gives us so much enthusiasm. It gives us so much happiness. I remember in June 2001, first I came Madhuban and we went to Gyan Sarovar in Spark meeting. And as our taxi was reaching there from outside only, the brothers and sister who were with me, they are showing, oh, look at, this is the Madhuban. So I saw from outside that all Gyan Sarovar campus. And I told them, no, this is not a Madhuban. I'm not getting the feeling that this is the real Madhuban. They say, no, this is Madhuban. This is Gyan Sarovar, another part of Madhuban. After a few days, we'll go to original Madhuban. And after 3-4 days, we reach here, Pandav Bhavan. And I was just standing in front of transport and from there I saw the gate of Pandav Bhavan. And I was so happy and from inside only I was getting that feeling, yeah, this is the real Madhuban which I am looking for or might be I had seen in my dream or in my vision sometime, I didn't remember. But this is the original place which I am looking for. So by going to such places also, all over, as Baba is saying, this awareness of the pilgrimage place takes you beyond all problems. This awareness works like a lucky charm. Whenever any situation arises, remember the atmosphere here and you will begin to swing in the swing of happiness, of peace. So as I told that if you have any kind of problem in our life, just remember our first meeting with Baba or our first visit to Madhuban. Baba always say that bachpan ke din bhulana dena. Don't forget the days of your childhood days. So when we are new in the Gyan, how we are going to center or our first visit to Madhuman or Baba's meeting, just try to remember that moment. And if we remember that moment, all automatically we'll get the power from Baba, automatically we'll get the power from that atmosphere. That atmosphere works. So to come to this land is also a huge fortune. One of the Sandesh or in the Murli of 1969, Baba says that at the end there would be a very big queue of so many people and they say that we are ready to cut our throat also. Please just allow once to go inside Pandav Bhavan to visit this place. So have that awareness that this land is also come to this land is also a huge fortune. So we are getting nowadays chance very easily to come Madhuban or now we are, especially for the Madhuban Nivasis or the people who are here for Seva, that we are living here in Madhuban. This is also a great fortune. One day we will remember that we went to this place and we did so much Seva and for us it's very easy, but for the outsider people it's not much easy. They don't have much awareness because they think like just like other pilgrimage places are there, so this is also one of the pilgrimage place. But we are, when we are Baba's child, as we are BK, we know that what is the importance of this pilgrimage place. So I will read once again. May you become a charitable soul and become freed from all your sins by having the awareness of the pilgrimage place. Om Shanti.